Looking at different things. Well, I picked up this one little guy, this little toy, and I looked at it, I said, nah, I don't think them gears are going to work. So I put it down. Anyway, I didn't get anything, so I left. And I don't know, it was an hour or two later, I looked at my phone, and it said, how did you like the, I forgot what the name of it, they called the name of it. And I'm sitting here thinking, now how in the world did this thing know on my phone, was in my pocket, and how did it know what I picked up and looked at?
Listening to you, and they can turn the camera on, they can see what you're doing, so everybody likes to say that technology's not out there, but it is.
We were coming back from the beach, and they were playing a song, and I asked Vicky, I said, what are they, what are the words? Can you understand what they're saying? And she said, I don't know what it is. I said, type in, see if those two words right there, and see what the name of that, if it'll pull up anything. She turned the phone on and typed one letter, and it brought the name of the song up and the words.
It's amazing how much you're being monitored right now and don't even know it, or don't pay it any attention. So if you stop and think about it and start looking into it, you are running hide in a hole.
Watching, listening to, I told Vicky, I said, you know, if they want to listen to what we got to say, have at it, because you're going to be bored.
They're listening to me, that means they're not bothering somebody else. So that's the way I look at it.
I got nothing to hide, you know what I mean?
That's why we're talking on the air, right?
That's right.
Today,
they might just be sitting here watching us while we watch it.
What are you going to do, get up to today?
These little airplanes I've been getting, I'm taking them apart and taking the motors apart. Cause all these little motors are locked up, you know. They don't tell you that. I've been getting some of them off of eBay and the, you know, motor, I just figure, well, they're going to be locked up anyway, take them apart. That's what I'm going to do today. I got one. I've got a, it's got a pull start on it and a recoil thingy in there, so I've learned these little things, how to take them apart and get them working again. So that's what I've been doing, getting these little airplanes for the grandbaby. He's crazy about airplanes, and he's only three, so I'm getting these planes. I'm going to give one to him maybe once a month or something, have him a new little surprise, you know. We're going to start hanging him in his bedroom.
You said he was, what, 3 years old or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah, he's almost three, but, yeah, he's crazy about airplanes. You know, we're on this airstrip, and he loves to come over here and get out on the deck. You know, anytime he hears a motor, he thinks it's an airplane. And a lot of times it is. They take off and land, and it just drives him nuts. Every time he comes over here, I've got him a little something, you know, to these old 1950s, they call them, they're stancils. They're little, you hold a little unit. It's got a couple of D-cells in it, and it's got a cable that runs to the airplane, and it spins the propeller, you know, and it's like on a tether. You just hold it up, and it'll fly around you, you know.
I remember seeing those. I never had them. My son and I, we used to play with what was called air hogs. You used compressed air to propel the airplane. It was RC controlled, but it used compressed air, so you had to pump the air into it, the body of it, and it would run around. You could fly it around for a little bit when he was younger.
I never had one, but do they still make those?
Not that I'm aware of. You'd probably have to look on eBay and find them there, too.
One of those. I took a little, I forgot who it was made by. Anyway, it's a little Corsair airplane. It's a radio control. And I used to fly it around here, a little small thing. And, of course, he can't do it. You know, he can't run a box yet. He'll grab the box and just go crazy with the sticks. But he's not able to fly one yet. But I hooked one up to a fishing line. And anyway, make it short, I just set it up outside on a pole. And you can mash the throttle, and it'll start flying a circle, you know, on a fishing line.
bet he enjoyed that, didn't he?
Is you can't do it with any kind of wind because it'll get slack in it, you know, and then it's got to keep the line tight or it's not going to work. Wind up doing it in the shop here, you know. I got enough room in here where I can do it there. And these little ones with the battery you hold, those are pretty easy to do. You know, you just hold the button in and it flies around. That's probably going to wind up being a pilot.
Well, he might.
My youngest brat, she's the one that's got this young grandbaby, and she asked me, she said, "Well, what's gonna happen when he wants to really go flying?" I guess I'm gonna have to get an airplane, start flying again.
How is license?
Yeah, I do. I'm not current. I have to I'll have to get current. Well, I've got to do a biennial where you go to the, like, say, the airport down there, and you get one of the examiners to go up with you for about an hour and fly around and do a little ground school catch, you know, which is no biggie, and then I'd be current again. It's like riding a bicycle. Flying an airplane's easy. It's all the other stuff that goes with it, you know, meteorology and navigation, all that junk that you have to be able to do, you know, even though most of the time you don't use it for just joyriding.
How many people are getting up there joyriding, as expensive as fuel is and maintenance on a plane?
What do you think, Patrick? You know, you can kind of do your own maintenance to a degree once you know an AMP or a certified mechanic, and you can do a lot of it yourself, and they can supervise and sign off on you. You know, we got some of those up here.
Anything about it? Never looked into it all.
I mean, these airplanes are a lot of people, you know, they build their own. I built a couple over the years ago, and they come under EAA experimental. It's you're your own mechanic, so you can sign it off yourself and all that. A lot of them do that, and those are more safe than just basic general aviation aircraft you buy, because these cats build them themselves, and a lot of them are kits, you know, and everything's perfect, so they're good and safe.
KO4 HKX, well, I have to take your word for it. I'm not much on flying.
Believe this or not, I'm scared of heights, but it doesn't bother me in an airplane. I test flew a lot of airplanes that people wouldn't risk going up in. I used to do that when I was nutty, and I've flown everything from one-seater open cockpit. I even flew an ultralight before. That was crazy.
That's crazy for sure. You're just hanging out in the middle of the air.
Yeah, this all you see in front of you is a nose wheel, and you're just sitting out there. It is, but I'm going to tell you, that was so fun to do that. I mean, you felt nervous because what could go wrong in this thing, you know, it's not real strong. But, yeah, I had a blast in that thing. It was fun. This thing left the ground at like 18 miles an hour. It left the ground.
Really even moving.
Same way, you know, you're into the wind. You always take off and land into the wind. And let's say stall speed or let's say liftoff's going to be 20 miles an hour. But if you've got a 7 or 8 mile an hour headwind, your ground speed is much lower. You can run that fast.
Well, dude, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm starting to lose the repeater up here on 11, and I've got somebody in front of me that keeps pumping their brakes, so I'm going to pay attention to what I'm doing. But good to talk to you this morning. Tell Miss Vicky I said hello, KO4HX, and I will be clear, 7-3.
But be safe out there and make some sales. We'll catch you probably tomorrow or later this afternoon. Who knows? Anybody listening, good morning to everybody. N4AZ clear.